This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tomorrow's news today.
But what also is concerning in the Scandinavian data, which I was sharing with you, is that when you start mixing them, that even went higher. So if you give, like, we're going to give two, you know, you're going to get a Pfizer and then a Moderna or something like that, that data was more concerning. The odds ratios were higher in those.
In 2020, when we had the massive assault with COVID-19, we didn't have an increase in stillbirth. That stillbirth rate actually dropped down to 5.73 from about 5.83 per 1,000 births, which was the aggregate of the three prior years.
So again, in your field, you didn't see that impact in terms of health outcomes from the disease.
It only
until the vaccine was rolled out.
That's correct. In 2020, the massive assault of COVID-19 and everybody, including my pregnant woman, I did not see this rise. The rise was not seen until after the vaccine. And I have vital statistics of our national, vital statistics to prove that.
It's blank on the
slide. And there it is.
It says intentionally blank on it.
That's the data that pharmacists and physicians are basing on giving the injections outside of mainstream media recommendations.
I would like to make this point for anyone who is considering getting their children vaccinated. We've had a hard lesson learned. We've had soldiers who have gotten vaccinated, who've been destroyed. You've heard victims up here who've been destroyed by this vaccine. An EUA product means you have no legal recourse. You could give that vaccine to your child, they could drop dead the next day or end up in a wheelchair like Matty Gray, and you have no ability to sue the pharmaceutical companies, just like my soldiers. They said it was FDA approved, yet they have not produced any FDA approved vaccines with corresponding lot numbers. And it is the lot number off of that vial. It doesn't matter if the EUA product and the FDA approved product have exactly the same ingredients in that vial. It is the lot number that corresponds to either an EUA product or an FDA-approved product that gives you the ability to legal recourse. And once this vaccine was put on the childhood vaccine schedule, the pharmaceutical companies have complete and permanent indemnity from legal recourse should anything happen to you or your children. And our soldiers have been forced to take an EUA product, even though it is illegal to mandate service members be injected with an EUA product.
The excess mortality has shifted so much so that it's pretty phenomenal what you see here in the charts before you. This is not my data. This is the Society of Actuaries. In 2021, in ages 25 through 64, the employed people of our nation covered under group life, they experienced a 40% excess mortality. As quoted by a CEO of an insurance company, just a 10% increase in excess mortality is a 3-standard-deviation event or a once-in-a-200-year flood, so 40 is off the charts. What's interesting about this is that the general overall population experienced 32% excess mortality. This group life policyholder subset is much healthier in general than the overall population, as done by previous studies. They experienced mortality 30 to 40% that of the general population. So something flipped in 2021 by 8 points. Go on to the next slide, please. For disability, this is the next data set is the U.S. Department of Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's pretty simple here. We saw the disability take off in May of 2021 above averages. On Wall Street, we follow statistical deviations. There was a 3 sigma, then 3 standard deviation rate of change year over year. And what we found particularly interesting was that the employed of our company...
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Treatment Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to InfoWars. Alex got the call, so he can't be here ever again. He's got to go pay off his $2.7 trillion debt. So I'm going to be taking over the show and the network forever now. I got my friends here, Net and Yoo-hoo.
And Yoo-hoo! And Yoo-hoo!
It's really hard to find a net, by the way. We have to get this pool thing that gets the leaves out of your pool. But it's easy to find Yoo-hoo here in the South Bronx. What is Yoo-hoo? Like, why not just have chocolate milk? It's water with chocolate flavoring? We have Ye in the studio. Can we talk to you yet, Ye?
I can't really see right now exactly where I am.
Now, you say that you hate Jews and you're a Nazi and you love Hitler, but you're being metaphorical when you say that, right?
Nope.
We've got some footage of Ye and Alex on the show. When Ye was on with Net and Yoo-hoo, it wasn't the first time they've had this discussion. They had this discussion in the movie Anchorman. Have you got that?
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler. There's a lot of things that I love about Hitler. A lot of things.
Take it easy, champ. Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Did he say it like that? Or did they change it in the editing? I don't remember him going, a lot of things I like about Hitler.
That seems to be the meme now that's how that went.
Is that how it went?
It did.
I don't know. I thought when I did my interview with Ye, it went really well. I don't think anyone else did. And I love the Alex one, too. It was the most entertaining television since the Sex Pistols were kicked off Bill Grundy. And that was holding the top spot since 1977. Boom. By Johnny Rotten, by Glenn Matlock, by Paul Cook and Steve Jones and Susie Asu of Susie and the Banshees and Catwoman. Bye-bye. Home to mommy. She probably likes me. We have a lot of Alex Jones, Nick and Milo stuff here. I don't know what the gossip is. I'm looking forward to talking to Alex. I was just kidding, by the way. He is not fired from his own network. But Nick put out this tweet. Alex got the call. I think Nick feels like Alex is no longer backing him or something. So I want to get that gossip. Have you got that? Fuentes responds to Alex Jones' baby Hitler attack. But wasn't Alex saying what other people were calling him? Like Jimmy Kimmel called him Baby Hitler?
Oh, yeah.
It feels like everyone on this side is so paranoid about treachery and disloyalty that the second we see anyone...
I don't know if we can curse.
Oh, we can't curse on the show. What happened to you there, Ye? Why are you adjusting your hair?
I don't really want to talk about that right now. So I'm going to go ahead and let you finish.
Are you sure your audio is coming through here? We've never done this before.
Yes.
Okay. And then this clip is going viral. I think what happened was, oh, hey, Ye. Your hands look really white. Are you, do you have food poisoning or something?
They're gloves.
Oh, they're gloves. Okay. I think Alex was saying, you know, Nick is closeted about, I don't know, some his views in some way. And then he realized, oh, wait, that's a gay metaphor. So then he says, I wasn't making a gay metaphor, by the way. And then Crowder's people seem to have run with it.
Saying Nick Fuentes is a homosexual. I don't want to say this. I'm not saying Nick Fuentes is a homosexual. What I am saying is, no, I'm serious. Wasn't a joke.
What do you lead with that? Where do you go from there, Alex?
I don't want to say this. I'm not.
One of the good things about being a hipster conservative, which I guess I am, is we don't have this sort of Achilles heel where if someone's gay, all bets are off and they lose all their support. I don't think Nick's gay, but I could not care less. I think that bothers a lot of gays, too. That's why they call it homophobia, because like, you're scared of what I do in the bedroom. Why would I care? The analogy I always use is, say you knew a straight couple, and they only did anal. Would you want to know about that when you hung out with them and had a double date? No, I don't think you would. I think you'd rather they kept that to themselves. So these guys, we're not homophobic, we're homo bored. And if someone that I follow or you know, I'm inspired by or listen to is a staunch conservative and also turns out to be gay, I'm yawning. Also in the news, I realized that Ye and Nick and I have been connected in many ways for many years. Like 6 years ago, I was saying this on my show, Nick called into my show. He was in high school at the time. And he said, yeah, you like entrepreneurs? What do you think of this guy, Kanye West? I'm not dead naming him. That was his name at the time. And I said, I think he's great. Back then, he was seen just as a musician 6 years ago. And I said, I hope this new album, it was Life of Pablo at the time. I hope that lives up to the hype. And it did. It was good. And then he was also on Milo Yiannopoulos' show this was 4 years ago, where he said, hey, this is kind of hard to hear because they're talking so fast, get their adrenaline pumping, but Milo says, so why are you against interracial marriage? Am I safe because my interracial marriage is because I'm gay? And then you have Nick's reaction.
How can you be against interracial marriages? Isn't that insane?
Why is that insane?
Is mine okay because we're not breeding?
I know.
Exactly worse.
Okay. Because you are a homosexual.
How can you be against...
In case you didn't get it,
Nick is so charming. I honestly think he's going to be president of the United States in 25 years. This PC pendulum is going to swing back. It's going to swing real slow. As Alexis de Tocqueville noted in Democracy in America... Was that the name of his book? He goes, democracy is like a big stone ball, and it moves very, very slowly with the will of the people. But once it starts getting momentum, nothing can stop it. So I'm optimistic about the future, but don't get excited about the next 4 years, maybe even the next 10 years. We're going to get another term with Biden. His mental acuity is going to fall off a cliff. You think he's bad now? He's just going to see an 8-year-old girl and go, titties. Come on, man. Let me touch the titties. And he's saying ditties like songs. Anyway, and they'll shuffle him out of the room. Like he's gonna be gone. So it'll be 4 years of Weekend at Bernie's. But it's going to happen. And eventually people will go, all right, I've had enough of this. Did you see this picture going around of him, by the way? Look at your email under Creepy Joe. We've gone past sniffing now. Now it's, I put a hand here, and then I just want to touch your smooth, smooth skin. So Joe Biden yesterday at the beach in Delaware, zoom in on that now. So it looks relatively innocuous at first glance, right? But then what is going on there on her lower back? Is that his right hand, like, kind of scooping into her? I mean, should we even be showing this on InfoWars? Is this porn? Are we accidentally showing kitty porn while we discuss the president? It's not a good situation to be in, where you're wary to discuss the leader of the free world in case you show kitty porn. Not a good situation. Also in Yay News, I thought this was an interesting article. So it's a hit piece on me and my Yay interview, 2-1. And Kanye West, he dead names him right out of the gate. And anyway, this guy is ridiculing my theory that white people blame Jews for ethnomasochism and anti-Americanism and anti-Westernism. And my contention is, no, it's a trait that's in white people. For some reason, white people are like lemmings. And when they get to a certain amount of success, they want to walk off a cliff. That's why when you see commercials and it's like, it's about euthanasia or medically assisted death, it's always white people in the commercial. And when it's about having babies and stuff, it's always mixed race. Because white women see that and they like it. They like the idea of white people being extinct. I don't know why. Liberals love it. And the fact that you see Jews overrepresented in media and stuff also saying this, it is they're just white people. I always say Jews are just white people that don't drink. That's why they're so successful. I'm hungover right now, for example. I couldn't go to the gym this morning.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. I would just like to say, can't make this clear enough, that doing an Alex Jones impersonation is the most hack impression you can do next to Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's lame. Don't do it.
Everybody's got one, folks. That's why I don't even try it.
It's just a Texas accent with a hoarse throat. That's not hard. Yay is hard. It's like a gentle, nice, small black guy. It doesn't. He's from the south side of Chicago. He does not sound remotely like someone from the south side of Chicago. He looks like someone who was trapped in a box and just got out. Like he was a survivalist, and he was in sort of a bunker, and then he just learned that there wasn't a nuclear war and he didn't need to be in there, and he opens a hatch and he's like, "Hi, so this is it? There was no nuclear war this entire time? No, yay, get out. Come on."
I don't know. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm going to let you finish in a second. But I don't know if you saw my interview with Sway, but I was very angry, right? I was yelling a lot.
Yeah, he got in a fight with Sway like 100 years ago. And when we're at the interview, Ryan's like, "Hey, I can do a Sway. I can do Sway." And then he's like, "Yo, do the Sway."
"Hey, what's up, guys? It's me, Sway, in the morning with MTV News."
And you like that as a fan, a rap fan. But for him, that was just like some days 8 years ago that he doesn't remember. And he's like, "Why did you learn that impression? Why did you learn that?"
He was smiling at it, and he was also very confused.
No, he was smiling in a way where he's like, "Who is this clown?"
Well, he liked my Trump.
It's like when I was doing a British accent talking about Tommy Robinson, because I said, someone said, "You seem so fearless, like you're not worried about anything." And I go, "I know what's going on." I saw the same thing with Tommy Robinson and with Alex Jones, by the way. You get to this point of fear where, like, there's a noise outside and you get your gun. That's like year one of being canceled and attacked and harassed. And then after a while, you stop carrying around pepper spray and a knife and you're just like, "What are you going to do, bitch? Go ahead." And that's the vibe I got from him. And I said to Kanye, I go, and Tommy said the same thing. He's like, "Look, what's going on is you get to a certain level where your adrenaline gland just dies and you're no longer scared. You walk anywhere. You're not stupid, but you're fearless." And then and Ye was looking at me like, and he goes, "You got so many good accents, but you can't do gay and you can't do a woman. In fact, they're the same thing." He's so amused by everyone. Hey, Ye, I wanted to ask you, do you remember this, 2-2, when Macklemore dressed as a Jew and Sieg Heiled on stage?
No.
Well, pull it up. It happened. And there was this much blowback. Now, it's not because Macklemore's Jewish. He's not. He's me. He's Scotch-Irish. But why did he get away with that?
What the?
You didn't know about this?
I don't remember this.
Scroll down, and you'll see him Sieg Heiling.
Oh, my God.
Look, everyone's laughing and enjoying it.
Even the legs look Jewish. Like, that's a Jewish way to have your legs, I feel.
Jewish leg stance. Oh, Jewish leg stance are playing at Mercury Lounge if you want to go.
I got a ticket.
I know the bassist. They have a lot of good songs. Also in the news, this Scottish guy.
Oh, wait. Uh-oh. He responded in 2014, back when this happened. "A fake witch's nose, wig, and a beard. Random costume. Not my idea of a stereotype."
Yeah, sure, buddy. Well, it coincidentally looked a lot.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Nice one, Ryan.
I'm sorry.
During my interview with Ye, I said I wanted to give examples of ethno-masochistic Western nations that have zero to do with Judaism and Jews in the media. And a great example of that is Scotland. And it blew up in Scotland. I think Scotland is, they're sort of like Canada. they're near a big country that everyone talks about, and when someone talks about them, they go, "Hear you! Someone's talking about me! What have you got to say?" I gotta say, you're woke. See you, I'll bar you. I'll give you a Glasgow kiss. I'll give you a Glasgow smile. Of course, Glasgow kiss is headbutting someone, and the Glasgow smile is when you take a razor and you cut the sides of their mouth. Which is why, as a kid who went to Glasgow every year, my parents are Glaswegian, we go every summer, I saw the movie The Joker, and he's like, my dad wanted me to smile, so he cut my mouth on either side. And then everyone in the audience is like, whoa. And I'm just going, yeah, that's a bad Friday night in Glasgow. It's not the grounds for a supervillain. It's the grounds for a trip to the hospital to get stitched up. You know what they also do in Glasgow, by the way? They'll take a carpet cutter, right? They'll put two blades in it. Then they put a matchstick, or like a, not a wood one, the little paper matches. They'll put that in between the two blades. What? Then they cut your face. There's a name for that, too. It's like an 84 or something because it needs 84 stitches. They'll cut your face, but it's two lines. So the middle part hangs out down like a piece of spaghetti, and it gives you like a really, really bad scar, like a cesarean scar. How sadistic can you get? Like, you hear these stories about the Rhodesian white farmers and the farmers in Zimbabwe getting attacked, and you're horrified by the sadism, but go to Glasgow. We got it there, too. But anyway, here's a little piece on some guy talking about what I said about Scotland and conceding that I'm right. They're proud to be woke, by the way. Good, we're angering the right people. I'm glad that we excuse us mad. What's he know about Glasgow? Dude, I could not know more about Glasgow. I know it more than Glaswegians do. And as my dad said, best thing about Glasgow, you never get homesick. One time we were on vacation in Jamaica, and my dad was at the bar, as he's wont to do, and he goes, Scottish people are ugly, stupid, and violent. And some Scottish woman overheard him, and she goes, see you, you prick, I'll batter you, so I will. And my dad goes, see? Because she was ugly, stupid, and violent. And then, of course, what happened, as with all Scots, they started doing shots together, and they became best friends, they were arm-in-arm singing, O Flower of Scotland. Why aren't you going to the clip? 2-3. Come on, yay. This might be too long to play on InfoWars, but we'll see. I better not have gone to a commercial break and not known about it.
Show last night. He had Ye on and Nick Fuentes. Never mind what's going on with Ye. Never mind what's going on with Nick Fuentes. The clip I'm about to show is regarding Scotland. And it's nice to finally hear someone with a bit of status saying exactly how Scotland is. An outsider. Because what these independence people don't realise is Scotland's a laughingstock around the world. So I'll play the clip right now and then I'm going to talk about it.
Scotland. Scotland is the most woke country in the world. It hates itself. They have open border policies,
which is the English fault.
The most PC judges, the most woke DAs.
They don't have DAs, but you get
like,
I don't know what the prosecutors are called.
And Portland times 1,000.
So as you can hear, at least one American is well aware of what's going on in the situation in our country. The thing is, there's a lot of people do know this. They're just not speaking out about it. So let's dissect the clip.
Scotland. Scotland is the most woke country in the world.
Absolutely. Wokeness has utterly ravaged the country, where you're now afraid to speak. You don't know what you can and can't say now, because everything can be taken as a hate crime. Doesn't matter what it is. Somebody classes it as hate speech, they must investigate it. There's a lot of money being wasted investigating these, quote, hate crimes. A nation known for the greatest freedom-fighting force the world's ever seen. Succumb.
Let's sell some pharmaceuticals.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Open Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of The Great Reset, War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we promised land.
We got to come together. Whether you believe that or not, you got to decide whether you have dominion over yourself.
I believe.
believe that the majority of the plain people of the United States will, day in and day out, make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in trying to govern.
And you got to decide whether it's God that's going to have dominion over you, that you get orders from, or whether some other human that's jacked into the evil force is going to have dominion over you.
What we're talking about now is like a second industrial revolution, but the product this time will not be textiles or machines or vehicles or even weapons. The product this time will be humans themselves.
Do we want to have a human plan or a post-human plan? Yuval Harari and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates say humans are obsolete, we're scum, because they know we are their competition. They know that if we go for what we want and what God wants us to have, they can't compete with that transmission. They can't compete with that blueprint. They can't compete with that architecture. They can't compete with that master plan. But I just see it now. It'll be so clear soon. Are you pro-human or are you anti-human? You are the human resistance to this alien takeover. And again, when I say alien takeover, I don't mean some little tinfoil flying saucer crashing in Roswell from Alpha Centauri. I'm talking about the transmission in the universe of God's order and God's will, or do you choose to serve the agents of death? And like Martin Luther King said, we're not going to judge them off what color they are. We're going to judge them off of the character of their actions and deeds. So I'm going to say it right now, real clear. I love everybody, no matter what color your beautiful skin is. What I care about is your heart and your guts and your mind. And you're under attack by these Satanists, and they want to kill you, and they want to kill your children. And I say we set our differences aside, and I say we come together and we beat these people, and we smash their technocracy, and we build the future together, and we can do anything with our real diversity. These enemies tell us all day about diversity. They mean divided and conquered groups of people separate from each other.
This bill is supported by all of the Democrats, House and Senate. It's just a filibuster in a way. So in a way, if you really truly want to honor Dr. King, don't dishonor him by using a congressional custom as an excuse for protecting our democracy.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
I want unity under a code of freedom and liberty and justice and coming together and working together and being strong. All right, folks, Gabe McGinnis has been hosting the show, and because I've got so much fires I'm putting out, so much behind-the-scenes things and so many things going on, I had to go off over an hour ago. That's why I tell the listeners, free speech is in deep trouble, and InfoWars needs your support and your prayers, and so does all free speech out there. But you notice, right as the battle's getting the very most intense for all of us, the Twitter files are coming out, and all the documentation's coming out, and all the Hunter Biden stuff's coming out, and the whole New World Order is being exposed. Gavin has really been kicking ass, and I really appreciate my old friend coming on the broadcast here with us today. In between some of the fires I was putting out, I was watching you. Truly hilarious. But all I know is they can't put down Ye for his comments he made when the ADL has come out and endorsed the Azov Battalion. That is the purest form of Nazism on the earth today. And so now we have the president of Ukraine endorsing the Azov Battalion. And now we have the head of the ADL endorsing the Azov Battalion, who actually hail Hitler and do blood rituals, blood and soil Hitler rituals. I mean, it's absolutely insane. What do you make of this bizarreness, Gavin?
Well, they're Bolsheviks. All Bolsheviks care about is winning. And that's why you'll see these sort of secular, non-religious Jews crapping on Israel, because they don't really care about their fellow Jewish person. They don't really care about their fellow man. All they care about is winning. So when these liberals, these Bolshevik psychotic liberals, realized that they were funding Nazis who were Sieg Heiling, wearing Nazi regalia, they said, it's not a big deal. It's complicated. We had John Stewart giving a guy an award. He has a Nazi tattoo. And everyone's just like, well, put a bandage on it. We'll be fine. They don't have the courage of their convictions. And it makes them a tough adversary, because it's like fighting a ghost. Like, we are solid in what we believe. We believe in the family. We believe in Western culture. We believe in Jesus Christ. That's stalwart. That's set in stone. They're just moving all over the place. Whatever it takes to win. Cheating on elections, supporting Nazis, whatever works, they do it. How do you fight them?
Do you recognize who they are? Everything they say is a lie.
Yeah. And every time they're confronted with that lie, they just shrug and move on. I'm at the point now, and I was saying this to Ye, I think we need to, if not cheat on the next election, definitely ballot harvest. Like, I want their Dinesh D'Souza to be doing a 2,000 mules about us. We need to cheat, or Joe Biden's going to win.
Well, that's what, like, war is that the chivalry goes away. At a certain point, they're going to force us, who are way more productive than them, at cheating. And boy, then they're really in trouble. Then how do we not become them once we win?
We are them. We become them. It's, if you're fighting someone in the ring and they kick you in the balls and the ref doesn't do anything, it's time to start kicking in the balls. Sorry. That's
I have
deal.
To say, we, like, are crossing that Rubicon right now.
We really are. Like, Hassan Piker was showing my Ye interview on Twitch, and we had him taken down. And he goes, "But you're a free speech absolutist." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm a hypocrite, too. I don't like you. You're banned."
Yeah, what are they going to do when we finally take the gloves off? Because they've been using lead pipes and daggers and machine guns on us. We've been fighting with big old gloves. What are they going to do when we take the gloves off?
I mean, Proud Boys get 4 years for fighting Antifa. Antifa gets probation for throwing a flaming Molotov cocktail into a police car. No jail time whatsoever for that. So it's not just like liberals and radical lefties. The judges, the prosecutors, the media, like, they own everything. And then they pretend that they're anti-establishment. So I don't know. How do we go against these judges? Like, they're getting judged today on Jan 6th. My buddy Nick Ox, Proud Boy, he's looking at 20 years for meandering. That's happening right now.
That's right. Walking around the Capitol when the police let him in, 20 years.
Some people broke the windows. That should be, I don't know, some probation and a $1,000 fine. They didn't hurt anyone.
But if he was, if he was the vice president bailing out people that firebomb federal buildings, he'd be fine.
Yes. And the Capitol has been invaded a million times. Look up the Black Panthers. They brought guns and stood on the steps, and everyone liked it because they had cool outfits
on.
Well,
Democrats have bombed the U.S. Capitol 3 times I know of.
Yeah.
Of course, the British that we worship, and I'm not against the British. I'm, you know, got a British background like you do and other people. But, I mean, the British blew the U.S. Capitol up with cannons. Remember that?
Yep. Yeah, then remember, was it Andrew Jackson, or it was around 1812 when the people of D.C., they said, this is our building, and they just went in, and there was some law where you're not allowed to kick them out, so they had to lure them out after 3 days with free beer,
yeah.
And they eventually got them out.
So the point is that they call this the biggest event ever, January 6th. That's a joke.
The worst thing that's happened to America since 9/11, and they've also said, I think Mitch McConnell said, it's the worst invasion of our own democracy since the Civil War. What?
Schumer said worse than 9/11, as bad as Pearl Harbor.
After 2 years of writing, as Joe Biggs says, and we're fundraising for him on censored.tv, we're selling my show notes for $25 each to go to his trial. He said, they have 100 riots a year. We have one riot every 100 years. And our punishment is 100 times worse. Who can't see that? Like, do these people honestly believe that this Jan 6 was a big deal? How?
I want to come back and talk to you about the big picture and some of the other issues with Gavin McGinnis. And then we'll open the phones up, cover a ton of news after he leaves us. Gavin is always on fire about his great work.
Spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a leading genetic cause of infant death. If left untreated, it can lead to progressive muscle weakness, paralysis, and in its most severe forms, permanent ventilation or death in 90% of cases by the age of 2 years. Diagnosing and treating SMA quickly is crucial to stopping progression of the disease, and treatments have advanced significantly in the past decade. Patients now have 3 FDA-approved options available. Patients and caregivers should talk to their doctor about options before deciding what is right for them. SMA parent advocate Hannah Weaver.
When we welcomed our son Payne into the world, we were shocked when he was diagnosed with SMA at only 5 days old through our state's newborn screening program. He seemed perfectly healthy, Without newborn screening, we would not have known anything was wrong until the disease had done irreparable harm to his body. We are thankful we were able to pursue treatment for pain so quickly, but not every family is as lucky as we are. That's why I'm passionate about educating families about the signs of SMA and advocating for nationwide newborn screening for SMA.
For more information about SMA and to learn more about the benefits of early diagnosis and treatment, visit curesma.org. That is curesma.org. Curesma.org. This segment is sponsored by Novartis Gene Therapies.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
Final segment with a great Gavin McGinnis. Gavin, you got a couple great websites. What's the best place for people to find all the great work you do?
Censored.tv. I'm on Getter and Telegram and Gab and all that, but it all comes from Censored.tv.
All right. I said, what do you want to hit next? And I actually had this right here in the next part of my stack. Felony warrant issued for non-binary Biden official Sam Brenton after second luggage stealing incident. So this is the guy in charge of the nuclear spent fuel stockpile, incredibly deadly and dangerous, who looks like a space alien. So he's not only, it's like Blair White. If you're a dude that feels like you're a woman and wants to be a woman, at least look like a woman. I don't hate anybody for wanting to be a woman or a man or whatever. I mean, I'm a libertarian when it comes to that. But stay away from kids and stay away from the nuclear stockpile and stay away from people's luggage. And we just have this, you know, we have this other trainee that's the head of deputy head of Health and Human Services that says she's an admiral. And it just gets more clownish by the day. Meanwhile, this dude is running around identifying other people's luggage as his.
Yeah, most trans are just mentally ill gays. The ones in college are just pretending to be gay, but when they get to that age with the mustache and the bald head, they're mentally ill. And when you affirmative action hire someone, the odds of them not being good for the job are pretty high. When you affirmative action hire a middle-aged tranny, then the odds of him being nuts are incredibly high. And this guy's clearly a sociopath. You're not a kleptomaniac if you steal luggage more than once, knowing you're going to get caught, knowing all eyes are on you. He was facing a felony for the first one, and then he did it again. You know why? Because he's absolutely insane. I think a lot of trannies, they don't just want to be women. They want to, like, wear women's panties and, like, step into a woman's skin, like Silence of the Lambs. I think this guy's stealing luggage and getting their clothes and holding their clothes and their underwear is an example of an absolute deranged, possibly a murderer, who is in a high position of power because we're bending over backwards to be woke.
Well, I mean, I would say, if you hear
a woman, it's a man.
Stop if that. You do like the FBI criminology thing on this, you would say the house needs to be searched. We have probable cause. Who knows what's in the home? But literally, imagine foreign governments, how easy it is to infiltrate people like this who are completely kleptocratic already.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. This is like when, you know, there's that one kid who, like, uses knives to pin a frog to a tree, and then he's throwing other knives at it, and all the other kids are like, dude, what are you doing? He's that level of sociopathic. You already got caught for this. You had a terrible excuse. We saw you rip off the ID tag. All eyes are on you, and what do? I did it again. I need the pantyhose. I'm a psycho. Wow. We don't even know how to pick them, don't we?
Well, they even knew in Hollywood 25 years ago with Silence of the Lambs, or 30, that the psycho dude thinks he's a woman and makes her rub the lotion on her skin.
Yeah, and people need to understand the psychosis of a lot of these drag queen trannies. Actually, not drag queens, they're just silly clowns. But the trannies, they don't necessarily want to be a woman. They want to be inside of a woman. Like, the most subtle version would be smelling used panties. That's like step one. Step 50 is putting on the nylons, putting on the lipstick, and going, I'm in a lady's skin. I'm gonna steal all their luggage. I'm gonna wear their underwear on my head. I'm nuts. Give me the nuclear codes.
Exactly. So that was my next question. Why would the establishment prize these people and try to put them in the most dangerous, powerful positions?
Well, there's two scenarios, and they both suck. One is they want us all to die. And two is they're so inept that they happily promote and put in positions of power absolute mental patients. I don't like either of those. Do you?
I don't. Where does the whole yay situation go?
From here on in?
Yes.
I don't know. I think the Jewish community handled it really bad. If someone says something silly about your group, which they say about Christians and white males and cis white males on a minutely basis, we're getting bombarded. What do? We go, yeah, I know, I'm evil. Oh, that killed all the Indians. Slavery built America. Sorry, I'm the bad guy. That's what you do. But to debank him, freeze $400 million, you're justifying everything he said. Like, if I was Jewish, I'd be saying to the ADL and the banks that froze his account, I'd be like, guys, stop. This is really bad.
Well, that's right.
PR.
When Ethan Klein, who has a big show, said, I want to kill Christians, I want to kill Jesus, I want to murder, and we went, he's being shocking, we don't blame Jews for that. Though he said, us Jews want to do it, he was provocateuring, he's just being a clown. When Ye does it, oh my God, it's so serious. And the head of the ADL, who calls me the most evil man in the world, he went on Charlemagne the God's show and said exactly what Ye's claiming they're doing to him, which they've done. Here it is.
Somebody like Kanye, right? Because Kanye says, hey, Jewish people have all the power, and then he loses everything.
Well, look, the insidious nature of anti-Semitism and these tropes about power is Kanye can say these things. Jews have all the power, they're controlling everything. And if we don't get him, you know, if we don't deal with that, the myth spreads and it takes root.
Ye says we have power, can shut people down. So if we don't shut him down, the myth will spread. That is the most counterintuitive, oxymoronic statement I've ever heard.
It's that you just gave the myth credibility, you moron. You know, at my boxing gym, there's a lot of black dudes, and Ye's beliefs are not considered radical amongst the sort of working class black community. And the fact that they don't even question what he said. They go, your boy Ye's going to end up in a box.
Well, no, exactly, because black folks have always been disproportionately a large part of our audience because they get we're fighting the system and they love black folks. They tune in. I've only gotten some of the negative feedback, even questioning what Ye said. Not that I don't dislike the ADL or Hollywood or the left and their control, and there is a Jewish mafia that's a big part of it. I admit all that, but it's not just all Jews. I'm saying Hitler was a crazy dude that started a giant war, did a bunch of bad stuff. So I'm not going to endorse Hitler. So I don't agree with Ye. But if you go to even Twitter or Facebook, most people agree with Ye. So I think if the ADL is trying to create anti-Semitism to get more donations, they've done a great job.
Yeah, you want to deal with Ye's ideas? Debate him, talk to him, or debate an anti-Semite. That's what we need, the free marketplace of ideas. That's how ideas thrive. That's how truth thrives.
And by the way, since Nick Fuentes, and maybe I missed the boat, but Nick says a lot of good things I agree with. I like Nick, smart guy. He told me that he was just for white people and didn't like us being bullied. Well, I agree with that. He came out and said he likes Hitler, too. I said I'd like to debate him and Ye in a friendly debate. Maybe you should come to Austin. I'll fly you here. We should all have a big discussion. But I think that debate with Gavin McGinnis, Nick Fuentes, Ye, and Alex Jones would break the Internet even bigger than the last interview last week that they say is the biggest thing ever.
Could I do first class?
I'm bankrupt, so we're probably going to fly you here in like a little Cessna with an engine halfway going out.
I'll get the short bus, a little yellow school bus will pull up in front of my house and I'll do a 16-hour
drive. I'll tell you what, if you'll hitchhike here, we'll get you on air. No, seriously. And I've called Nick, and he's like, yeah, we'll do the debate, but they've been silent since then. But I really think that debate would be amazing. Or I might rent a movie theater and like actually play him Hitler clips and then ask him, do you agree with that? Because, I mean, look, we don't think Ye hates Poles, right? What do the Poles do? Right. Hitler like just suddenly attacked Poland and firebombed all their major cities in 2 weeks and took them over and killed like a million people in 2 weeks. I mean, do the Poles deserve that?
He killed Germans, he killed clowns, he killed artists. I mean, he was a mass murderer. It's hard to justify Hitler.
I mean, what exactly? He launched a war against Poland and blew it to the ground. I mean, so now do the Poles deserve this? I mean, I'm using the Poles because that's when he really started World War II. I mean, he just literally brutally, with the biggest military on earth at the time, blew the living hell out of the Poles for no reason.
But look at Western civilization was built on bravery. It was built on grit and strength. That's how we built the greatest civilization on earth. And now we're scared of ideas. I can handle any idea. I can debate a pedophile. I can debate the most unthinkable thoughts in the world because they're just thoughts. Why are we so scared of someone having a dangerous opinion? That's embarrassing. That's not to the kind of nation that destroys Britain and becomes independent in 1776. That's a weak nation.
I totally agree. And endorsing Hitler, it shows how much the left is hated. So I would agree. The left is the modern Hitler. So people think, well, Hitler was against them. He must be good. No, both bad. Gavin McGinnis, incredible hour. Thank you so much, brother.
Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you. I'm just going to ask Ye, like, what did the Poles do to Germany? They had horseback troops, okay? It was wrong, okay? It's insane! Oh, my goodness! All right, folks, we're going to come right back. But the Russians did fight and killed 19 of the 22 million Germans that died. Hitler did not do a very good job.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.